Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Have you ever worn a crown? Maybe you've pretended to be a prince or a princess. I know I did when I was a little girl. Did you know the most expensive crown in the world belongs to the United Kingdom? The crown is worn by the royal family. It is made of solid gold. There are over 2,800 diamonds, 17 sapphires, 11 emeralds, 269 pearls, and 4 rubies. It weighs almost 5 pounds, or 2.23 kilograms. It is said to cost over 39 million U.S. dollars. There are many other extravagant crowns in different countries, but when Jesus is crowned, what do you think His crown will look like? He is the King of the universe. He is God. We shall hail Him as our Redeemer because He died for us, and we will never fail of singing His praise. Hello, hello! Welcome back! We are finishing up this week's lesson, aren't we? We are learning about how Peter was empowered by the Holy Spirit and given all holy boldness. So he was not afraid anymore, was he? He was preaching to the people, and we're going to find out the results of that preaching today. But first, let's bow our heads and ask that Jesus will be with us. Lord, we pray and ask that You will come into our hearts. Give us Your Spirit. Help us to understand and to draw closer to You. Open our hearts. Amen. Peter was boldly preaching to the people, and the Holy Spirit was speaking to their hearts as they listened. It was as if the people suddenly realized, oh, we have killed the Messiah. How do you think they felt about that? They felt awful. Look in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Here's what they were saying. They were feeling so awful, and they were talking to Peter, and they were like, oh, what do we do? And guess what? Do you think Peter told them what to do? He did. We are going to read Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and I'll give you a little clue. This is our memory verse. Yeah. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, this is what Peter's response was when they said, what shall we do?
Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
They were to repent, weren't they? Repent and be baptized. When they felt bad for what they had done, they needed to tell Jesus, and He would forgive them. The people finally understood that Jesus, the great Creator God, had become a human. And He had proven that with God's power, guess what? we can obey the wonderful Ten Commandments. Many times people look at the Ten Commandments and say, that's a long list of rules. I can't do that. But did you know that Jesus gives us the power to obey and to do it? And when we do it, guess what's going to happen? We're going to be happier. We are going to live a better life because we are following God's rules. His rules are happiness rules. For 3.5 years, Jesus had taught and helped thousands of people. But when he died, it seemed as if all his love and his care had been wasted. Even his own disciples had run away in Gethsemane. They left him with a mob. Wow. But guess what? Now many people who listened to Jesus were now listening to Peter. They started to understand what Jesus had told them, and many of them were sorry that they hadn't believed what Jesus had said about his kingdom. They saw that their thinking had been wrong, and now they wanted to know how to belong to Jesus and how to be in his kingdom. Verse 41 tells us how many were baptized that day, how many repented, how many followed Jesus. So we're going to read Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Here's what it says.
Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them.
Did you know that before Jesus comes back, there is going to be another time, kind of like Pentecost Day, where the Holy Spirit will come and fill us and help us to love each other and to work together? We are going to need it because we have some pretty crazy times ahead of us. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, do we need to be afraid? No. With the power of the Holy Spirit, do we need to wonder what we'll do? No, because the Holy Spirit will teach us. He will guide us into all truth. He will give us the power, just like he gave to his disciples that day. Even now, every day, thousands of people are being baptized. Have you seen videos of evangelists who share the message of Jesus and many, many people are baptized? Sometimes I have seen where they take a helicopter up above the river and you can see just thousands of people being baptized. I was part of a very special baptism in Ethiopia where there were many of us from ShareHim that were preaching at different locations, different sites. And so when we got done with our whole series, there were demons being cast out of people. There were people giving their hearts and their lives to Jesus. And so after we had finished preaching on that special Sabbath day, we all brought all the people who wanted to follow and believe and repent and be baptized. We brought them all to the Indian Ocean. And we were there right along the Indian Ocean. And there were pastors that were baptizing many, many people. It was such a special time. That is going to continue to happen, boys and girls. And you know what? Jesus wants you to be a part. He wants you to tell people about him. You are never too young to tell people about Jesus. You can do it in small ways, and you can do it in big ways. But Jesus wants you to work with him. And in order to work with him, we need the Holy Spirit to give us the power and the boldness and the strength to do what he has asked us to do. So we're going to bow our heads and pray that Jesus will give us that power and strength. Dear Lord, we pray that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to share your message and your love with those around us. We are so thankful that we get to work with you. Come into our hearts. Amen. Now, boys and girls, I want you to talk with your family about how you can share Jesus with others. And you know what? You can write to me and tell me how you're doing it. I would love to hear about it, and I would even like to share it with others. So could you write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com? That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. And I want to hear how you are sharing Jesus with others.
Repent, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.